This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Any brothers, you have any questions? Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Brother, recently I had spoken to one person from this Chinmaya mission, and he was talking to me and he was telling me that all religions believe in one God, so basically everything is the same. All religions lead to one path. So how do I explain to him that Islam is different from the rest?
The brother asked a question that you are speaking to a person of Chinmaya mission, one of the groups of Hinduism, and they agree that God is one. So how can we differentiate Islam from the other religions? That's the basic question, brother. The difference in Islam and the other religion is that, as I've mentioned in several of my talks, that all the major religions, they speak about monotheism. Alhamdulillah. Islam speaks of it too. But Islam believes in Tawheed. Tawheed is different than monotheism. It's not merely monotheism. It's not merely believing in one God. And the ayah I quoted earlier from Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 64 says, Ta'alu ila kalmatin sawa'in bayna baynakum. Come to common terms as between us and you. Which is the first term? Allah na'budu illallah. That we worship none but Allah. It's not that we believe in one but Allah. Only believing in one God is not sufficient. Besides believing, we should worship Him alone and no one else. Which if you analyze in the other scripture also, this is the basic. But the unfortunate part is that the followers of the religion, they have deviated from worshipping only that one God. And they have deviated also in believing in one God. So what we have to do, that we have to get them closer to Islam by coming to common terms. And initially, if we analyze, that when we come to common terms, we have to prove to them that even your scriptures say believe in one God, even your scriptures say worship only one God. What we are trying to say, at least let us come to common terms on this aspect. The difference between Islam and the other religion is that Islam shows you a way how to actually worship this one God, which may not be found in other religions. The basic is the same. But as I've mentioned in my other talks, that most of the major religions, they speak about good things. But Islam, besides speaking good things, it shows you a way how to achieve that state of goodness. While talking about worshipping one God, the other religions too speak about one God and worshipping one God. But Islam shows you a way how to practically follow it. And I'd like to give you other easy examples that all the religions say that you should not rob. Hinduism says that, Christianity says that, Islam says the same. But the difference between Islam and the other religions is Islam shows you a way how to practically achieve a state in which people will not rob. Islam has a system of zakat. That is, every rich person who has a saving of more than the nisab level, 85 grams of gold, he or she should give 2.5% of that saving every lunar year in charity. If every rich human being gives charity, gives zakat, poverty will be eradicated from this world. There will not be a single human being who will die of hunger. And after this, Allah says in the Quran in Surah Maidah chapter 5 verse 38, that if anyone robs, be it a man or a woman, chop off his or her hand as a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People will say, chopping off the hands in this age of science and technology, Islam is a barbaric religion. It's a ruthless law. But I tell them that, do you know that America, which happens to be one of the most advanced countries in the world, do you know it has one of the highest rate of robbery and theft in the world? I am asking a simple question, that if you implement the Islamic Sharia in America, that every rich person who has a saving of more than 85 grams of gold, he or she should give 2.5% of that saving every lunar year in charity. After that, if anyone robs, be it a man or a woman, chop off his or her hand, I am asking you the question, will the rate of robbery and theft in America, will it increase? Will it remain the same or will it decrease? What will happen? It will decrease. It's a practical law. You implement the Sharia and you get results. That is the reason I say that Islam, besides speaking good things, it shows you a way how to achieve the state of goodness. When we are talking about commonalities about the other religions, that does not mean there is no differences. We are saying that at least agree to follow these commonalities. And the moment they agree to follow these commonalities, then we can talk about the differences. That doesn't mean that all the religions are the same. It's not at all. Allah clearly says in the Quran, in Surah Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 19, Inna Dina Indallah al-Islam, the only religion acceptable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to submit a will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Islam. Islam in Arabic means submitting a will to Almighty God. So what is commonalities between the other religions? We talk about it first, trying to get them closer. Because if you think about commonalities, a person is there to listen more than talk about differences. The same way after you talk about one God, talk about Tawheed, about worshipping him alone, then talk about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When stages you can go. So if he says, fine, I believe in one God, what is the difference between Hinduism and Islam? He said, the Hinduism also says that believe in the last and final messenger whose name is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You believe. It also says follow his instruction. That means follow Quran.
Does Hinduism say that?
Does Hinduism say that? Yeah, but there is a talk similarity to Hinduism and Islam. It does speak about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It speaks about Kalki Avatar. Yes, brother.
Scriptures.
Scriptures. Scriptures say, not the human beings. So if your scripture says you should follow the last and final messenger, the Kalki Avatar, the Antim Rishi, you have to follow him. That means you have to follow the Quran and the Hadith. Simple. But come in stages. Directly talk about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they may not like it. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is Islam. Therefore Allah says, first is talking about Tawhid, one God, and then come to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you can talk about the other aspects. If they have to believe the teaching of the last and final messenger, it means nothing. Don't say to Islam. If they say Islam, then they'll go back. Nothing but submitting a will to God. If you're submitting to your will to God, it goes down their throat. If you use the word Islam, they may take a step behind. So therefore, who you're speaking to and how you convey it, whether you have to sometimes say in Arabic, sometimes in English, sometimes in Hindi. So you have to say it in a way which will convince them. Hope that answers the question.